American troops would remain in Baghdad until October 21, 2011, 8.5 years after the statue toppling. Thousands of coalition soldiers and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis would die. After the troops left, Iraq remained divided, damaged, and unstable. In 2014, American soldiers would return to take on the threat posed by ISIS, which had emerged from the wreckage to make things even worse. Now, when I go past that statue, I feel pain and shame, said Qadhim al-Jabouri in 2016. I ask myself, why did I topple that statue? He regretted the fall of Saddam's regime. What came after, in his opinion, was a disaster. Saddam has gone, but in his place, we now have 1,000 Saddams. Qadhim even wanted the statue back. I'd like to put it back up, to rebuild it, he said, but I'm afraid I'd be killed. In the state of hyper-reality, it is impossible to tell the difference between reality and the simulation of reality. The thing about reality, though, is that it continues to evolve. Sooner or later, the simulation begins to glitch, then ultimately falls apart.